Let's get corrupted. What is going on, everybody? It's your boy Joe with Meteoric Serpents coming back at you for another episode of the Colubrid Corruption Podcast. Guys, what is going on? It's episode number 42, and this is just a fun little solo episode with just me. So I hope you guys are okay with that. I'm hoping for a lot of chat interaction, and I'm really just going to be talking about some topics. And that's why I kind of want you guys to interact with me, because on this show, usually it's the guest who has the floor. You know, there's always things that go on that make me want to talk about some things and stuff like that. Plus, guys, super, super cool. And I cannot thank you all enough. So thank you so much. Today, as of this morning, we officially hit the 1,000, or actually it was yesterday, the 1,000 subscriber mark here on YouTube, which is so freaking awesome. Again, I can't thank you guys enough. I've been working hard towards that, building a truly organic audience of just purely snake content here on this channel. So I am so, so excited to hit that, you know, that milestone. I can't wait for this channel to grow even more. I hopefully I can, you know, do more things to make it, you know, more for everybody, besides the podcast. I know, you know, you guys know I go hard on the podcast, but, I'm hoping to bring some more vlog style video, like long form video type videos, as well. One thing I needed to do, and I'm going to record this soon, is kind of show off and really break down the ball python clutches from this year, which I know it's the Colubrid show. We're going to be talking about ball pythons a little bit today, just, you know, tidbit part of the conversation. But yeah, so super cool. 1,000 subscribers. So guys, today, before I even get into everything, I'm letting you all know there is going to be some giveaways at the end of today's episode. I want to get through all the topics I brought to talk about, and then we're going to do the giveaway portion. So on the list, I'm going to give 2 t-shirts away. So there's going to be two separate giveaways. So there's going to be 1 t-shirt each, whatever size you want, whichever t-shirt you want, to the winner. And I'll mail it out this week. And then if there's enough people in the building, I'm hoping for, if we could get 25 to 30, that would be really cool. I've never had that many people, I think, live before. If we could get 25 to 30, I will also throw in, as long as the winner wants them, I still have a pair of Het Scalus 50% double het leucistic annery Texas rats. And because you guys are so cool, obviously, you know, I would like to sell those animals. Not that they're going for a high dollar price, but part of what I'm talking about today is spreading, you know, the wealth and really showing off your passion for the animals. And if I could be that guy to put Texas rats in someone else's hands and make them fall in love with them, I am more than okay with that. So I want to see people in here tonight, and that pair of Texas rats, and I'll show pictures of them later, will be up for grabs as well. But we need to have 25 to 30 people. So get people in the building if you're looking for those snakes, and we'll go ahead and do that. Yeah. So let's get into the normal intro stuff. You know, I tell you guys every time we got t-shirts available. That's part of why it's in the giveaway today. And what's up, everyone in the chat? I'm going to say hello to you guys in just a minute. So t-shirts, I do have those available. Again, we're giving 2 of them away today, both the logo t-shirt and the Colubrid Corruption shirt, whichever one people want or the winner wants. Then also, you could make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. It's really at Meteoric Serpents on just about everything, every platform you could find us on. Just search Meteoric Serpents. Even if you search it on Google, pretty much all my accounts pop up. So all of that is cool. And then you could also search Colubrid Corruption and make sure you are subscribed to this channel on YouTube. Please do that, guys. Again, hit that 1,000 subscribers. Super awesome. But we need more. So hit that subscribe button. I really appreciate it. Hit like on today's podcast if you enjoy whatever. even if you're listening on the audio podcasting platforms, which we're on the major ones like Apple and Spotify, come back on YouTube, hit the like button, hit the subscribe as well, and then go on your audio platforms and make sure you leave a 5-star review and write a little something. I check to see if there are any, and I'm pretty sure the only 5 stars on there are me giving it to myself when I can. So someone else do it for me, please. Throw a review in there, whatever it may be. But yeah, thank you guys. Your support means the world. So yeah, catch us on all the podcasting platforms. Also, guys, USARC Florida, make sure you're a member of those. Those are the organizations that fight for our rights to keep our reptiles, fights against any legislation that may take those rights away. I know the USARC, like the national membership, I think the lowest membership tier is like $5 a month. And if you guys can afford to feed your animals, you could afford a USARC membership. No pressure, but like you're just supporting the overall hobby as a whole. And I truly believe in that. I'm a USARC national and Florida member. So go ahead and do that. Also, guys, the first link in the description, you will find the Meteoric Serpents Patreon, which I cannot thank my Patreon members enough. You guys are so awesome. Great guys. Super supportive. Whether you want to just say thank you for the show, you want to throw some extra support my way. Also, they get like a little more behind the scenes. I show them more things than I show to the public. You know, whether it's animals availability, some videos, I tell them the podcast ahead of time. They get that all before the public does. Got to meet a couple of them at Colubrid Fest. There's discounts on my animals. Bunch of cool, really cool perks, actually. If you go click on that link, check it out. I don't think you'll regret it. And just a bunch of like-minded people who like keeping reptiles. So, yeah, and super diverse group of people, too, which is always super cool. So yeah. And then guys, this show, Colubrid Corruption, is sponsored by Show Me Reptiles show and the Show Me Marketplace. I'm wearing it right now. There we go. Got a rep for the sponsor. The Show Me Reptiles show, Mickey Meyer is the organizer of that. If you're looking for a reptile show in your area, they pretty much do shows across the country in a bunch of different places. So go on the Show Me Reptiles website, which is also in the description below, and go check out all their shows and support them because they support us and they're the ones who put on Colubrid Fest. So we cannot thank them enough. And if you're a Colubrid community member, support Show Me Reptiles because, again, that's who puts on Colubrid Fest. And I know Mickey went out of his own pocket really to put on that whole show. So super awesome. Also, with that, you could check out the Show Me Marketplace, which is also on that same website. It's just another platform to buy and sell reptiles. Super cool. I got to get more ads on there. I keep saying that. Haven't posted a few ads as of late. I got to get some new pictures of some animals and get those uploaded on there. But it's a cool platform. I like the way the interface works and all that. So, yeah, go check it out. And then before we say hello to everyone, we got the hashtag Colubrid Corruption of the week. And as usual, I was looking at it beforehand and I did not choose a picture. So let's see what we're going to choose. Actually, there we go. Chris Montross. I probably featured him on here a few times, but we're sharing Chris Montross, Dark Horse Herp. Some nice mangrove salt marsh snakes. Super cool. That's some true corruption there. You know, the water snakes and all that stuff. That's all Chris's game. Pantherophis and Nerodia. I'm actually not sure. Yeah, they are Nerodia. So yeah. Go check out Chris on Instagram. Dark Horse Herp, you could see it right there on the screen. Go follow Chris. And yeah, he was a guest on the show too. So also a Colubrid legend. So you should be following him anyway if you like this show. All right, guys. Let's say what's up to the chat. What's up? We got my dad in here nice and early at 7:01, a half hour early. What's up, dad? We got Adam Ivory, Colubrid Co., Patreon member. what's going on? Appreciate you being here, my dude. We got James Perry from JNS Exotics. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Got Kevin from Mutant Geckos, Mutant Reptiles. What's going on, man? Appreciate you. Got Jared, former guest of the show, Jared Carmichael. Go check him out. Jared Snake Room on Instagram. Super cool collection. And yeah, that was a really good conversation as well. If you're interested in Gonyosoma oxycephalum, definitely go back and watch that episode for sure. We got Shane, Above All Scales, in the building. Shane, I slacked on sending the shirt out. I promise I have it. I'm going to send it out tomorrow. I promise. And we got Emilio Villarino Reptiles in the building. My dog, the V-Unit mob boss. What's going on? Appreciate you being here. All right, guys. I got to fix this. So there were quite a few topics I wanted to talk about tonight. I hope you're all here to ride along with me. And honestly, this episode, besides me not having a guest, was partly inspired by Stephen Cush just did on Cush's Corner on the Trap Talk Reptile Network. Shout out MJ. Shout out Stephen. He just did a little solo episode where he talked about some things. And I was like, you know, he made some good points there. And there are some things that I agree with and wanted to elaborate on. And plus, you know, like I said right at the beginning, I don't often get a chance to do solo rants because I'm usually just asking questions. And I don't get a chance to talk about these topics publicly, which sometimes I like to do because I like to make people aware, informed, my thoughts, and just me being real. Because I think that's a problem, is people not being realistic in the industry. And I like being as real as possible. So yeah, first thing I wanted to talk about was some reptile shows. The last two shows I've been to were Colubrid Fest and the Scales Show. And I talked pretty extensively about Colubrid Fest on a couple different episodes, the one with PJ, and I went on CCR and talked about that one. That was pretty cool. And then Scales was just, it was just last week. Yeah. So didn't really get a chance to do a whole overview on that one. But that was a really cool show. I got to give a shout out to Ryan Gradney, the show promoter. He honestly did an excellent job promoting the show and getting it out there to people. I was getting ads on Instagram, and maybe that's just because it was obviously targeted at me based on location and interests. I was getting ads literally every minute or two if I was clicking through stories or scrolling around. So word definitely got around, and that building was packed. It's a pretty nice-sized expo for being a like small show, like a small local show. But yeah, that was a really good expo. A lot of people through the door, a lot of people just looking for pets and stuff. But I did sell a couple like first pets, which I always think is awesome. And, you know, this is something that I like talking about because this is an extremely important part for us keeping the reptile hobby going, for whether it's the next generation, like literally kids, or just the next reptile enthusiast. One of them was a ball python, which like, cool, everyone knows what a ball python is, but I also sold a Texas rat, to a dad and his daughter. And the dad was arguably more interested in the snake than the daughter was. And I think he was trying to get the daughter to like the snake so that, so that he had an excuse to bring it home, but that's neither here nor there. That was super cool because, you know, one thing I like talking, you know, I always talk about, you guys hear me rant and rave about my Texas rat snakes, right? That's what got me into the hobby. But for me to sell someone their first snake and that being a Texas rat snake, that's a totally full circle moment, because that snake that's sitting right there in her tub is what got me into this hobby, you know, what is it, 13 years ago, in 2011. So it's just crazy to think about. But guys, if you're a vendor, even if you're not like a reptile show vendor, whether you're online and you're just marketing from your social media, whether it's Facebook, your personal Facebook, you're putting stuff out there, be excited, be proud about the animals you're selling. Don't write people off because they're a noob and they don't know anything and they're like a first-time buyer. Because if you did that to everyone, no one else would be able to get into the hobby. Education, showing your passion is an extremely important part of us spreading this hobby to more people. And that should be everyone's goal. If your goal is to produce snakes that you want to sell, what do you want more of? You want more potential buyers. And I hate to make this about a business, like almost a business thing, but it's true. That's what you would want in any sense of business. You want to create more customers. And the way you do that is by showing off your passion to more people. And without doing that, you're not doing any service to anyone at all. And that day, I was able to create two new reptile keepers, last week. And that's awesome in my book. And that's always been my goal. That's what I've always said since I was a teenager working at a pet store. Like, oh, selling someone their first snake is like the coolest thing because it's like you're spreading that passion with someone else. And when everyone is able to come to an agreement on that and really start doing that, I think everyone in the industry is going to benefit from that. That was just one thing I wanted to talk about shows. There was another thing, I wanted to bring up about shows. And you know, it's weird. There have been a lot of conversations about shows. There have been more shows that have come up. And there have been some people who have said publicly that they think there should be less reptile shows. And there are arguments for both sides of that. And I think it's a tough one. And I think it depends what kind of person you are, how outgoing you are, if you really want to do shows, and whatever is fine for you. I have friends who make a living off of doing these shows. So it would be malicious of me to say I wish there were less shows. I think it's silly, honestly, because again, like I said, these shows are creating new reptile keepers and all that stuff. And it's stimulating the micro economy of reptiles. That's what it does. Even when there are bad shows that, aren't having good promotion and all that. And I do think that's an issue. And that's a totally separate topic. I think promoters need to do good advertising for shows, which I see across several promoters, but there are some others that I don't think so. Show Me, if you follow Show Me, they're posting all day, every day about their shows. They do a pretty good job advertising. Now, there are some people who think there should be less shows, people who have said that on the record, I think on podcasts. And weirdly enough, one of those people who said there should be less shows just threw a large reptile expo in Georgia. If you want to put two and two together, you could perhaps figure that out for yourself. But what's the point of that? It sounds pretty contradicting. And sorry if that hurts anyone's feelings. I know I try not to get controversial on this show, but it's something to think about. It's like, so what was the real purpose then? If this person thinks there should be less shows and yet he threw a show, what does that tell you about that person? Are they just trying to make money off of that show? Are they just trying to find a new outlet to sell? I don't know. But it's pretty hypocritical, pretty contradicting. I don't quite agree with said person on a lot of things. I don't really I don't really, I'm not fond of this person in the industry as a whole. So I'll leave it at that. But yeah, that's just a thought I had, just something for you guys to potentially think about. What I have been seeing, though, besides that one person, are a lot more of these like breeder thrown expos, where it's not necessarily like the show promoter, like the typical show promoters you're seeing. And like Colubrid Fest was thrown by Show Me, but the idea was put together by Zach and Clint, and I thought that was super cool. And shout out to them for, you know, finalizing it and putting it together. But like shows like the, you know, the brand new All-American Reptile and Plant Expo, which is now like, I guess they're promoters now because they're putting on shows in a couple different parts of the country. But it's cool to see more of that, you know. I think shows are good. I think sellers are having unrealistic expectations about shows. I do think that more shows and more vendors at shows does mean higher competition, and it may mean that you may not do well at that show, but I think it's still important for going. Even when I don't do well at shows, and I've had plenty of shows where I don't do super well, I've had shows where I don't sell a single animal. I think it's still a good experience. One, it's a good learning experience. It gets you out there and talking to people. It's good for promotion. I always get brand new Instagram followers after shows. In that regard, it's a very good thing. It gets people to have eyes on your animals, especially if you're local. You know, people always ask, oh, are you local? And I'm like, yeah, I'm right here. And they're like, oh, shoot, okay. And, you know, hopefully they'll follow up eventually. I've had post show sales and stuff like that. So yeah. You know, it's super important. I think as a breeder and seller of reptiles, I never think doing shows is a bad thing. If you don't like doing shows, if you don't like being out there in the public, that's cool too. You could sell snakes online. No problem. Shows are important. And if you're going to go and do shows, I think you should put your best foot out there and be the absolute best person you could be that day to show off your passion to other people to create new reptile keepers. And that's all for that topic. This kind of transitions into the next one. Part of what I was saying transitions into the next one. You know, a lot of people have been talking about, you know, there's market struggles right now. The economy is whatever, blah, blah, blah. We're not talking about politics here, whatever. Like, just like more people have less money in their pockets. That's just it's a fact of life right now. People saying the reptile market is doomed, yada, yada. It's not. It's not doomed whatsoever. Because you could ask, I don't know, you could line up 10 breeders. And I bet you a couple of them are still going to say that they're doing super well right now. The market is not dead whatsoever. You know, like I was saying before, if you show that passion for your species, you're going to make the sales. You're going to be able to sell reptiles. If you put no emotion into what you do and all you do is put up a post on Morph Market or the Show Me Marketplace, and you just sit there and expect your animal to sell with a snap of your fingers, you're doing it wrong. You gotta do more. And I think people are getting complacent because they think it's 2020 where you could put an animal online and it can sell with the snap of your fingers, because that's what was going on a few years ago. But it's not like that anymore, guys. You have to actually work. You have to, you know, put effort. You have to give an attempt to work your animals and sell your animals. Another important factor is social media. And I'm a younger person. I'm 23. I know social media comes easier to me than it may do for some of the older people in the hobby. Guys, and I don't even think this applies to anyone who listens to this, but I'm just going to say it anyway. Like, your phone, these iPhones, whatever, your latest Android, whatever the hell, they have good cameras. Take your snakes outside, take some freaking pictures, post it on Instagram. Take pictures when you're pairing snakes together. You get locks. Take pictures. You have photo record of all of that. I know people like get weird when they show, I don't know. Some people are weird. Like they don't want their snakes being disturbed, whatever. They think it's weird that you're always checking in the tubs for like locks and stuff. But like, that's cold hard proof that you're doing something within your collection. I always show the whole process. I won't always show like locks per se, but I'll always show the mom on eggs. I'll show that the eggs were there. That way I have proof to show people that I produce these animals. If I take said animal and just post it out of nowhere, people, I don't know, they may think like it just came out of thin air or I bought it and I'm flipping it or something. Put the attempt in, show off your passion. That's just the end of the story. We live in a social media world, and showing off everything you can only makes you the better keeper. And I know I've been like semi-lacking on posting on Instagram. Just nothing's like going on with the collection right now. It's like that kind of time of year. We're going to talk about it. You know, it's almost brumation time, and all that. All the snakes have been hatched and been eating for a while. And yeah, I mean, I could do a better job promoting my babies, but I've been, you know, I show off things here and there. But yeah, guys, you know, those are just important things. And then, you know, we see the posts every other day, whether it's Facebook, on Instagram, whatever. I regret to inform that under the current circumstances, I'm selling my entire collection. That's crazy. That's just, in my opinion, those are just crazy, crazy statements. Selling your entire collection is, I don't know how to feel about it. There's a phrase I used to say, and I don't know if this is offensive to some, unless there's extenuating circumstances that you may or may not want to elaborate on. If you genuinely take a full collection of reptiles and sell out of every single one of them, I truly believe, again, unless there's extenuating circumstances, I truly believe that there was not a real passion for them in the first place. Why? Reptiles are easy to keep. We all know that. You know, you take your simple snakes, whether it's ball pythons, whether it's your North American rat snakes, whatever. Like, they're relatively easy to keep. Selling everything down to the last snake is just crazy to me. It's like, if I had to get rid of my entire collection tomorrow, the entire collection's not going. That's just the truth. That there's going to be a couple Texas rats that are staying behind. Like, I physically cannot give up this entire collection. And I don't know how, as a true reptile lover that you may claim you are, you know, how that's possible. And again, this stuff doesn't really apply to anyone here. These are just, again, my thoughts, me kind of rattling, but that's kind of what I think about it. So if you see those posts, maybe this conversation rings in your head the next time you see it. So yeah, it's just crazy to me. Another thing, and I don't quite see this in the colubrid world, so I don't want anyone at all to think this may apply to them. I genuinely have not seen it on the colubrid side of things. It's just a lot of fakeness in the industry. And maybe I can't even say the whole colubrid side of things, just the people I've talked to and dealt with. I personally haven't seen it, but there is a ton of fakeness in the industry. Whether it's people basically posing on social media for an act. And this is mostly digs at the ball python industry side of things, but I see it, so I feel the need to rant about it. Whether it's people who don't really contribute a thing at all to the hobby in terms of pushing the animals forward, doing anything of note, and they have all this crazy following and support for just about no reason. And they don't even post their own animals most of the time. They're just posting like random stuff or pictures at an expo. Just be careful of that, guys. Make sure you know who you're supporting. I see it a lot. It's just people, again, going to expos, taking pictures, taking a bunch of selfies with a bunch of people, but you scroll through their Instagram and it's like hard to come by a picture of a snake that's, you know, like that they even seem like proud of, or that's pushing the industry to some extent or anything like that. So yeah, there's just a lot of that stuff going on. Before I go into the next part, quote unquote mentors, like it, and again, this is a lot towards the ball python side of things, so I'm sorry, Colubrid people. But I see a lot of quote unquote mentors that stray people down the way wrong path. And not even just stray down the wrong path. And I don't want to say force, but it's almost like they sell them a dream. They sell them a bunch of snakes, telling them what they think they can make. Meanwhile, the seller slash mentor has a hard time selling snakes himself, selling those dream animals that they think they're going to hit. You can't do that, guys. If you're going to be a mentor to someone, if you are going to be like a figure, and if you're going to give someone advice, you have to put real expectations in their head. I will never, if someone ever asks me their advice or like for my advice on some topic, half the time my answer is, one, it's got to be something you like. When it comes to something with the reptiles, like, do you like it? Does it work for you? And I'll give my real opinion on it, but in reality, my opinion doesn't mean shit. Whether it's coming to project animals, what animal should you pick up, how much money you should spend, all of that. So guys, just like if you're newer in the hobby, and you're kind of getting into this, and you're taking advice from mentors, just make sure they have your best interest in mind and try to read between the lines a little bit. I feel like people have a hard time in this hobby, in this industry, just like reading between the lines of this fakeness. And people kind of have to wake up, because it's almost sad to see. It really kind of is. And I'm just sitting here on the sidelines kind of laughing about it, because I've nothing else to do. I just see it and I'm just like, this is so stupid. That's how I truly feel about it. And guys, I'm giving all these situations kind of as I'm trying to be hypothetical, but I've also seen all of this in real life, and I'm trying not to like say too much, because I'm not going to like single people out here. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm just trying to give my best advice that I possibly can to you all, and hope that hopefully it does something for you. Maybe you don't do anything with this for years, and then I don't know, one of these situations comes up. I don't know. But that, again, just a huge factor is, I don't want to say be careful who you trust, but just, know what you're watching, and pay attention to who you're listening to and what they're telling you and all that stuff, and make sure they have your best interest in mind. Yeah, so that is all of that stuff. Next thing I wanted to get into, that was mainly most of the negative stuff I wanted to cover. But I also wanted to talk about, again, we hit this 1,000 subscribers and it's absolutely fantastic. So let's talk about some of the positive things. Building this podcast, this community, this awesome group of people, the awesome group of guests I've had on the show. I cannot thank everyone enough. I've said it a million times at the beginning of every episode, but it's just super, super cool what this has, you know, led to, the amount of comments I get, the amount of people who have come up to me at, it's mostly at Colubrid Fest, sometimes at other shows, but like the amount of people who just say to me like, hey, this is really good. I've been listening to this. I really enjoy these episodes. That's so awesome and refreshing to hear, because when I started this, you know, I wasn't, not that I wasn't anybody in this industry, but I'm still kind of a noob and getting my feet wet, even though I've been kind of around and in it for years. But like, I have no accolades that stand up to some of the guests I've had on the show, and that's just facts. But to be able to, I don't know, I guess have this reputation of being a good show. I like to think I'm a good interviewer, good at asking questions. It's just been fantastic feedback from everyone. And I can't thank everyone enough for tuning in and listening to the show. So that's super awesome. And just like community building, the amount of people who listen to the show, the amount of people who are in the live chats every week. Like, I know it's a Sunday night. I know it's, you know, right before the work week of Monday. Gotta thank you all for holding it down every week and just enjoying yourselves, you know, and for listening to me. And I know a lot of people, because I check the downloads on like Monday morning, because I always put this on the podcasting platforms, like right after the show's over. And I always see that big spike on Monday morning because everyone's listening to it on the way to work that day, or, you know, even through the week, it continues to trickle up. So that, you know, that's just cool in itself. People are listening to it. It's probably on their commute to work. So just super cool. The other thing is like, and I was talking to MJ about this the other day, besides this being what it is, just this, you know, this podcast, and I have this guest on every week and stuff like that, this is a catalog of information. I have the Colubrid Corruption playlist on my YouTube, 42 episodes deep now, and all that is a catalog of fantastic information from a bunch of really good keepers and a bunch of really good people in this hobby, giving all sorts of, whether it's their opinions, their tips, just information about species. This is stuff that you can't get in a lot of other places, and there's not a lot of shows doing it with colubrids besides the CCR guys, and big shout out to them because they're one of the inspirations for the show, as is MJ. Got to give him his flowers. But like, that's what this is. It's a catalog of information that anyone can pull up, whether, again, it's on YouTube or on the podcasting platforms, and they could scroll through the episodes and go find someone they really look up to and say, oh, shoot, they were a guest on that show, and they could listen to it and hear what they had to say that day. And I've talked about this with the CCR guys. You know, we've had some overlapping guests, including themselves. I was on the show. They've been on my show a couple times. And every single time that happens, it's still, while there's some, you know, there's obviously going to be some overlaps, it's two completely different conversations, depending on the way that it's taken down. And I try my best to be as diverse with my questions as possible and make them specifically tailored toward that guest that day. That's what it is. So it's super cool to see what this has done. We're coming up on that 1 year anniversary of it as well. And I know I do this weekly. I know I've missed some weeks and that's whatever. Life happens. But yeah, so it's just been a fantastic road, and I can't believe we're at this 1,000 subscribers. It would be really interesting to see. I'd like to actually know the number of subs I was at when this started. Maybe I'll have to figure that out somehow. I'm not sure. But yeah, so that's all cool. And then obviously I have to give you guys some updates about my collection and what's going on and all that. Hold on 1 second. I'm just checking my notes here. Okay. So what's going on with the collection? Everything is doing fantastic. Very pleased with everything. Yeah, and it's that time of year where we're getting prepared for brumation. So everyone who's in that breeding cycle, breeding rotation, pretty much got their last meals this past week. And I'm starting to see, because they're being kept ambient, and it is not that it's getting cold outside. It's definitely not getting cold, but the temperature is dropping steadily. And I am noticing some slight lack of feeding response from some of the Texas rats, which totally makes sense because it's probably gone from, let's say, like 82 in here, 83, to now it's been hovering like 78. So they're feeling it for sure. And they're probably feeling whatever environmental changes are going on outside. So it's super interesting to always see that. But this week was their last meal, especially for the adults that are breeding. I'm not putting everything down for brumation, but the adults that are breeding got their last meal. So now I'm going to give them a nice month of no food in preparation for the brumation, which I've talked about a bit. I kind of do a janky, not legit brumation, but they are Texas rats, so they've been okay. I didn't take a sip of water once yet. I am hoping to get these cocci going. I've been pairing them. I have not seen any locks. I don't want to say frustrated, but I'm hoping I get to see some stuff soon, some action there. So that would be cool. And yeah, that would make for a really good season. And then in terms of ball pythons, we got some cool stuff cooking, some repairing of this year's stuff. I might do two or three pairings this year. I haven't 100% decided. But yeah, we'll see. Pairing kind of starts in November around here, so they're going to start getting to it soon. And I got two pairs of Texas rats that should be going. So yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm going to do the cadmium pairing. I got a lot of comments about the cadmium I brought to Colubrid Fest. So hopefully I can produce some to get some out there to the public. Cause it's kind of a lesser, it's a lesser seen phase. I don't think it's quite a mutation. I think it's more of a line bred thing. It's a lesser seen thing in the Texas rats. And I think people really like it. So yeah, that's what I'm looking to do there and hopefully be able to produce some scaleless anneries of my own. I'm going to do a scaleless double het to a triple het and see what happens. So that should be fun. It's a younger male, so we gotta hope he gets the job done. That's step one. But yeah. And let's see. What else did I want to talk about? That was really the gist of it for the solo rant. I'm surprised you guys did not throw in comments while I was talking, or you were so intrigued that you had nothing to say. But I'm happy to discuss any topic with you guys before we get into the 1K sub giveaway portion. Also, that gives some time for people to get in here if they want a cool pair of snakes. Because we got to do it. We're only doing it if there's enough people in here. So, yeah. But, yeah, guys, overall, that was the gist of what I wanted to talk about. It was really talking about reptile shows. I think they're important for our hobby. Hey, Chris. Okay, that's a good one. Adam asks, what's your advice to avoid burnout? Sometimes I feel passion in this hobby has its ebbs and flows. I can agree with you on that. I work a lot. Not that I work, you know, crazy. I work an 8-to-5 job where I work I choose to go into my office. I could work fully from home, but I'm mostly sitting at a computer all day. And to be honest with you guys, I get tired. I also go to the gym very early in the morning, so there are a lot of days where I am tired and I don't want to do snake chores that day. What helps me avoid burnout is honestly being a part of some of the reptile communities I'm a part of, being in some group chats that I'm in. You guys definitely help me out, the Patreon group. You know, like I've said, maybe a bad sales pitch, but the more people we get in there, the more fun that chat's going to be. I know some people are shy and don't always like to talk. I try to start conversations where I can, but there are some days where I go into cleaning, like where I'm cleaning my whole collection and like, oh, I'm just snapping pictures. Like that snake looks good today. And that like reignites it. Me doing this podcast, that's what helps me stay like focused and driven, because I'm excited to put this out for you guys every week and excited to do this for myself and to learn more. Talking to my friends, talking projects, showing off animals, talking breeding plans, all that stuff helps me get excited. And Adam, I know you are relatively newer and you don't have a huge collection right now. And I don't know if your snakes are up to like breeding size yet, but I promise you, once they're there and once you're like getting ready to start pairing, you're going to be having so much fun. Like, no doubt about it. I know for the beginner, it's hard to buy all those baby snakes and then sit there for the next 2 to 3 years, 2 to 4 years, whatever species you're working with, and really wait for them to grow up so that you can start breeding and can start working on those projects you've been excited about. But the patience has got to stay. You got to stick it out, because once you get there, you will not regret it. Every time I hatch snakes, it reminds me of when I hatched my first clutch. Like when I was, 16, 17 years old. You know, I was just a kid. I was just a teenager when I hatched my first Texas rats myself. And that was such an important moment. And what kept me going here. Also, yes, what Chris said, and I probably should have started with this, working with stuff you're passionate about, obsessed about, that's really the fire that keeps it going. And yet, so that's really interesting, because, and I don't know how much I should say about this. Next year at Colubrid Fest, I pitched to Zach me giving a solo talk at Colubrid Fest. And I know I just talked at this recent one on the group panel setting, but I wanted to give a talk more geared towards newer keepers and younger hobbyists, which kind of coincide at the same time, about how to go about choosing, like getting a project and sticking it out. And this, what Chris is saying right here, is a main thing. And you know, for me, I've talked about it a million times. It was that Texas rat I got. You know, that was the snake that did it. And there's no other reason for why I'm so like passionate about that species other than the fact that it was the first snake I ever got. And then I brought myself down that own rabbit hole. And maybe, you know, maybe someone coming into the hobby, maybe their first snake isn't the snake that lights that fire. Maybe it's their second species they pick up, or even the third one. The point of like, the thing is like, you have to try and you have to experiment. And unfortunately that sucks, especially on a monetary factor, if you're trying all these different things. But like, even, you know, if you do your research and you set things up the right way and you take good care of the animals and you don't it doesn't do it for you. In a couple of years, if you took care of that animal right, you could sell that animal to someone else, and then you could take that and then get the species you are, the next species you are jazzed about. And I'm not trying to say like, oh, just keep flipping snakes forever, but one day it's going to click with a snake and you're going to say, that's it. This is what I want to work with. I kind of just gave that whole thing away, but hopefully not too many people. I'm going to elaborate on that for sure. If that talk definitely sees fruition, which Zach approved of it, but yeah. Let's see. I feel you. I'm totally passionate about the hobby. Some long work days just take that passion down a notch. But when I hold a snake, it reminds me. Yeah, exactly. That's what, you know, that's what you got to do. Coming home from a long day of work and sometimes just like opening tubs and looking at snakes and you go, oh shit, that's a good looking snake. Like, that's what I'll do sometimes is like, I'll open that tub to that adult rhino rat and I'm like, that's a damn good looking snake. And that makes my day. Stuff as simple as that. So that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do to keep that fire burning for sure. And Adam, again, I'm not sure where your snakes are at in terms of maturity. I know, you know, the last four you got are just babies, but I promise you, man, when you get to the stage where you're breeding those corns you set up for yourself, you're going to get excited. And I know you have a kid and you should make the kid, I believe it's a daughter, a part of it. And teach her that passion as well, because that's going to be so exciting for you, especially if she's excited about it. What's up, MJ? I gave you your flowers before. You should go listen back. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Yeah, guys. I mean, that in the end, that's what it's all about. It's all about the passion. And figuring out what you really love and enjoy in this hobby. And you might find it quicker than some other people might, or might take you a bit, but there's going to be a way. If you like snakes, you're going to figure it out. That's for sure. Let's see. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, getting the kids involved is another good way, because that's like eventually your daughter's going to be asking you like, hey, dad, can we go look at the snakes? And then that's going to force you to go into that room and look at the snakes and take care of them. Even on those days you're feeling a little down, you know? So, yeah. All right, guys. If that's kind of all for now, we got 16 people in the chat, which is really cool. So hopefully over the next few minutes, we could build a few more. But I think we're going to get this 1,000 sub giveaway thing going. So what I'm going to do, I have a wheel up here and I'm going to share the screen when we get there. But so we're going to do the two t-shirts first. Okay, we're going to do two separate spins. Everyone who is interested in a t-shirt, I need you to throw a t-shirt emoji in the YouTube chat. And when you do that, oh, hell yeah, MJ. Super chat. I always forget I have the super chats activated and I forget to say it. And honestly, it's because I'd rather people join the Patreon than do super chats. That's just me. Just because I think that's a way, if they want to connect with me, I think the Patreon is a super cool way. But I really appreciate you, bro. I legit always mean it when I say I rock with you. Future of this hobby is in good hands because of you. You're my boy, Blue. Let's get those likes up. That's a fact. I got to appreciate MJ because besides CCR, for starting this podcast, which I always give them their props, MJ is up. MJ was probably number one for why I wanted to start it, because I really just liked how he did his shows. And if you watch Trap Talk, honestly, you'll see some of the way I go about, like, just my, you know, the way I go about, like, my format and stuff like that. It's really based off MJ. So I got to give him big props, because without seeing what he does, I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. And I kind of learned the ropes from watching him. So I've always appreciated him for supporting me. I've always supported him for the last 2 years since I got into this. All right, we got those t-shirts, emojis rocking. Keep throwing them in there. I'm going to start putting names on the wheel. All right, we got Chris Montross. Oh, shoot. Okay. Got Nathaniel. Studio Cold Blood. And got Jessica. Hold back rack. Is that Jared? Yep, got Jared and MJ. Cool. Let's get a few more in there. I think I'm just going to do two spins on the same wheel for the t-shirts. Get some more people rocking in here. And we'll do this t-shirt giveaway. Now, again, guys, I do have both the logo t-shirt, which you've seen on me. I've also worn the Let's Get Corrupted shirt, the new Kluber Corruption t-shirts made by For Real 3D. That's Paul. We got Adam for the t-shirts. Both of them were made by Paul, actually. But I designed the Let's Get Corrupted. So that one I'm proud of. And it's my photo of a rhino rat. So that's cool. All right, I'll give like another minute or two for the t-shirt entries. And then, man, I wanted to do these snakes, but there's not enough people here. Oh, boy. Who's going to win? Let's see. All right. Is that it on the entries? There's 12 people watching. There's definitely not 12 names. So if you guys want a t-shirt, just throw that t-shirt emoji in there. Two chances at a t-shirt, actually. All right. We're going to call it there. So let's get this wheel up. Make sure. Oh, am I screen sharing? Let's see. All right, let's do it. Let's do it. We're going to spin it. First t-shirt. It's going to Jessica at the Holdback Rack podcast. All right, so I'm going to remove her from the first spin. Jessica, DM me which shirt you want, the shirt size. I have the logo one and I have the Let's Get Corrupted. DM me the size and DM me on Instagram your mailing address. And I'll get that out to you ASAP. I'll send that out tomorrow because I have another shirt to send out. And if anyone wants to join, no, there's going to be a respin. Okay, Mike Kosicki's in. All right. No, there is going to be a respin because there's two shirts we're giving away. All right. I give another like half a minute in case anyone else wants to join. And if we somehow get up to like 20 viewers in the next few minutes, we're going to do a pair of Texas rats If you give away the snakes, I'll send you some Lake Chapala. I can't take any garters, Jared. I can't do it. Not right now, at least. I can't do it. But I really want these Texas rats to go into someone's hands. I want someone to experience the love that I have for Texas rats. That was kind of the point, is I have a pair left, and if someone else, look, they're still babies. They haven't developed those colors. Oh, Aaron Morris in the mix. If someone else, can appreciate them. You're right. I did not offer ball pythons. That is correct. No, but if someone else can experience the love that I feel for Texas rats, that would be super cool. And I hope someone else gets to see them grow and flourish and change into cool colors and stuff, and gets to breed them eventually and hopefully get some cool stuff out of it, because they're 100% head scaleless and then possible double heads as well. All right, we're gonna do the second spin. Let's run it. Got the names. Let's go. Got Adam from Ivory Kluber Co., my dog, one of the Patreon members. Adam, you got a shirt at Kluber Fest. Which one do you want? I forget which one you got. You got the logo one? Adam, you better still be here, bud. Okay. DM me what you want. You know I got you. All right. Okay. Yeah, you'll take the corrupted. Okay. Guys, you know what? Shoot. What do we do? I really wanted to do these snakes for you guys. All right, I need confirmation in the chat if everyone is going to put in for the snake giveaway or not. I need to know. If it's a no, that's fine. I'll keep them and someone else will get them. Adam already got a pair. And also a couple of the Patreon members, because they're Patreon members, they're automatically getting added to this wheel. So there's actually, Adam's one of them, plus two more are getting added. Oh boy, and the viewers are dropping. This is no bueno. Okay. Count me out on the snakes. Okay. All right. It's fine. We won't do the snakes. Chris, you could always use some more Pantherophis. Come on. All right. That's fine. I appreciate you guys tuning in for the 1,000. Mike wants to offer a trio of Texas rats. Mike, I almost took those. I know. Those are good. They're nice looking. I'll tell you that. Those are... he's got a nice looking... What is it? A reverse trio or a regular trio? I forget. But yeah, guys, I think that's all I really wanted to cover for tonight. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. I know it was a bit of a shorter one. Obviously, we're rolling solo. But yeah, I just want to say I appreciate everyone who listens to the show so much. If you made it this far, if all the audio listeners, I don't know if you made it through the little sitting of the giveaways. To all my past guests, like Chris, thank you for being here. Jessica also was on the show. Aaron, Jared, who else was on the show that was in here? Was that everyone? Think so. Oh, Kevin Barron was in here before. Yeah, so just a bunch of cool people. I can't thank all the viewers, listeners enough. Thank you. Yeah, seeing like the amount of interaction, and of course I go on the I upload through RSS and I get to see the downloads on there. And it's super cool seeing, and I know as soon as I started posting on there, I started getting less YouTube views, but it's all good. As long as you audio listeners come back on YouTube and subscribe and like, I'm okay with it. But I like those YouTube numbers. But yeah, guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This was the 1K episode number 42, just a little solo podcast. Thank you so much to Mickey over at Show Me Reptiles for sponsoring the show. That I really appreciate as well. If you're looking for exclusive content and a further way to connect with me, early access to a bunch of things I do, please consider joining the Meteoric Serpents Patreon. Really cool community of people, which includes people like Adam from Iron Kluber Co. He was hanging out in the chat with us tonight. A bunch of other cool people who are just really interested in colubrids. They want to learn. They want to share stuff. We do it all. Super cool Discord group chat. So everything's saved on there and all that stuff. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Jared, let me know. I'll send one out to you. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been episode number 42 of the Colubrid Corruption Podcast. Just a little solo Sunday freestyle. Hope you guys took something away from the conversation today. I'm not sure how you felt about it, but let me know in the comments. Throw a comment, send me a DM, whatever. Tell me how you thought it was, and I will see you guys next week. Oh, should I reveal who's on next week? Oh, guys, episode number 43 will be with Mr. Red Mountain Herp himself, Marshall Mendez, to come talk about Subox and bull snakes. I'm very much looking forward to that episode. So make sure you tune in next week. Marshall is a huge guest, and thank you to MJ for helping with that. But I'm super excited about it to hear Marshall's perspective on things. But yes, this has been a wrap. Peace out, guys. See you next week. Have a fantastic rest of your night. Peace.